Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett's office announced yesterday that the mayor is appointing 9 people to a newly created board that will provide citizen oversight of the city's health department. The Common Council voted in February to establish the board. The health department has been highly criticized after it was revealed it failed to provide services for the families of children. The health department has been highly criticized after it was revealed it failed to provide services for the families of children with lead poisoning and/or failed to document its efforts. Outside tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64 degrees in Milwaukee, 69 in Madison. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of rain and highs in the low 80s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here is read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. More than 1,000 people signed an online petition to stop Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele from tearing down a historic... More than 1,000 people signed an online petition to stop Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele from tearing down a historic Shorewood mansion. But that didn't seem to slow him down. Demolition work began this morning as small groups of people looked on. The Mediterranean Revival Mansion was built on Lake Drive in 1927 and designed by renowned architect Alexander C. Eschweiler, who designed many landmark Milwaukee buildings and mansions. The county executive plans to build a new mansion on that site starting in November. Outside tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64 degrees in Milwaukee, 69 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here is read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court reversed a previous decision yesterday by ruling that the state superintendent of public schools must now get approval from the governor to make any policy changes. The ruling is a win for Republican lawmakers who have led an 8-year campaign to have more influence over the superintendent. The decision overturns a ruling from just 3 years ago when a split court said the superintendent could write rules and regulations related to education policy on his own without having to get permission from the governor because the state constitution gave him the power to do so. Outside tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 65 in Milwaukee, 69 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Summerfest starts today at the lakefront in Milwaukee. Music artists at the big gig today and tomorrow include Elvin Bishop, Otis Taylor, Steve Aoki, 10,000 Maniacs, X, and Foghat. Tonight is night one of the presidential debates down in Miami. You can hear live coverage with the Devil's Advocates beginning at 3 p.m. this afternoon and going until 8 p.m. tonight here on WRRD and WTTN. And the Brewers lost to the Mariners last night. The final score was 8-3. Game two of that three-game interleague series is tonight at Miller Park. Outside tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 64 in Milwaukee, 69 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.